Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and Lord, we pray that you would guide us and bless us as we continue with this morning devotion. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess since the regular horse is having some technical problems, I'll take over from here and share a different devotional thought than when we had originally planned. Just wanted to say welcome to the Morning Power Half Hour, where we share a devotional thought and we pray together. And hello, Sirius?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I took over for you because I know you're having some problems with the phone.
All right.
So I'm just going to choose a different devotional thought for this morning. And the devotional thought is from John chapter 10 and verse 7. Well, starts at verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that have ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. What I found particularly interesting about that text is that many people claim to shepherd God's people. Many people claim to be pastors. Many people claim that they care for God's people and that they want to see souls saved. But yet, not everyone treats God's people like the good shepherd. They treat them more like they were hirelings. And so this is one of those texts that show us that our reliance, our confidence has to be in Jesus Christ and not in any human being. Because when we put our confidence in human beings, sometimes they may disappoint us. We all have those who lead us or those who we look to as leaders, and sometimes they disappoint us. There may be heroes who disappoint us sometimes. You know, often we read about in the newspapers or we see it on the media where role models that maybe we looked up to as kids may mistreat their wives. We see sometimes spousal abuse. I remember the article that was in the paper not too long ago about Chris Brown and what he did to his wife. And so we're constantly seeing our heroes fail. We're seeing those who we look up to and those that we look to for guidance or morals, they just fail. And then that leads us to say, man, you know, if that's our hero and our heroes fail, then where does that leave us? But the Bible is telling us that we do have one person that we can look to who will not fail us, who is the shepherd and not a hireling, and that's Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And so Jesus loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us with a self-sacrificing love, that even when it's not convenient to love us, Jesus does love us. Our heroes, when it's not convenient, they'll run off. They'll do what's convenient for them. But Jesus cares enough about the sheep where he gives up even things that are close to him, even life, so that he can lead his sheep. And so that's our hero. That's someone that we can look to. That's someone who we can trust with our problems. That's someone who we can go to when we're having the storms of life or the troubles that or the obstacles that we go through. We have a Savior that we can call upon. And as the scripture says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Greek translates to delivered. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any thoughts on that?
Well, I know. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. When in scripture word good is used, the only time, for example, in creation, whenever good was used, it was when Jesus came in. Whenever Jesus came into the picture, you see the word good used. And then it says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then the following verses, it goes down and it talks about, people who, as John was saying earlier, who claim to be shepherds or people after the good shepherd, and they fear the sheep. They see the wolf come in, and they just leave the sheep there. The wolf, scatter the sheep. But this verse is particular to me because Jesus says, I know my sheep. And the Greek know means not just to know his name or to know his characteristics or what he's going to do next or whatever. It means to know him personally, to know him intimately. And that, the Greek for that is gnoskos. And Jesus knows us personally and intimately. And he lays his life down for us. And that's a testimony for me as well, because sometimes I look at my life and I'm thinking, what is man that thou art mindful of him and the thou visit of him? But over and over again, God displayed his self-sacrificing love for me personally on a daily basis. This morning I was able to wake up. The good shepherd allowed that to happen. He protected me during the night with his sent his holy angels. I'm able to go to school, meet people, minister, things of that nature. And at any point, the devil can snap me out at any point, but God has his angels protecting me. And sometimes I can, literally see it, literally see the hand of God moving. And just say, it could not have been anything or anyone but God that delivered me from this situation or from that trial. So, that particularly stood out to me.
Amen. And so we see that even though those who we seek to call role models or those who are leaders, even in the church, they may just fail us, but God is an ever-present help, and he's always there guiding us with his hand. And as the scripture tells us, who can pluck us out of his hand?
Mm-hmm.
When God has hands that are wrapped around you, no one can take you from his hands, and nothing can separate you from his love. And that's why he is the good shepherd and the others are just hirelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it does a lot for me to know that I don't have to put my confidence in men. I can put my confidence in God, because even the most notable leaders in the church may just fail me, but God will not fail me. There are some churches out there that are, they look to the human beings as if they are divine. And then when these leaders fail people in the church, they think to themselves, hey, you know, if this person is supposed to be my spiritual advisor, where does that leave me? You know, how can this person truly be connected with God and this is what they do? And so they lose their faith because of the practices of some people in the church. But yet the scripture is telling us that these are the hirelings. They'll flee when the wolf comes. And the wolf can be the wolf of temptation, the wolf of adversity or obstacles, tribulation, persecution. When those things begin to weigh down on the sheep, which are God's people, that's when the hireling wants to run and go towards the high ground, go towards what's easier, go towards what they consider to be safe. But the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep, caring about them that much. And that's that love that we talked about in Bible class, the agape love, that God loves with a self-sacrificing love, and the kind of love that Jesus said would be missing in the last days. And that just shows us that human beings may not have that kind of love for God's people, but God has it. And I thank God for that, because his love is forgiving. When we've faltered and made mistakes, when we've strayed, remember Jesus said that he would leave the 99 sheep and go looking for the one lost sheep. And when you think about all the beings of the universe that did not sin, but yet Adam and Eve were the ones that made that mistake, so mankind was that one sheep that went astray. And Jesus came all the way here for that one sheep, mankind. But so often when somebody makes a mistake, we're ready to cast them off, we're ready to not deal with them. You know, we ostracize them, talk bad about them. But yet Jesus would return for that one lost sheep. And the one lost sheep has other applications. It may not just be members in the church. Maybe sometimes it's our children, where you have that wayward child that just keeps making mistakes, and you don't know what to do. And as a hireling mentality, you may be tempted just to leave the child behind, focus on what's working good. You know, if you have other children, then, you know, you just say to yourself, hey, you know, maybe I lost that one. But you know what? The good shepherd returns even for that one sheep and doesn't give up on hope, is willing to lay down his life to save that one sheep. And that's the kind of that attitude that we have to take towards our children, especially, because when they make mistakes, do we point the finger of condemnation, or like the good shepherd, do we return and try to grab hold of that one sheep?
Let's see.
And Jesus said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. And you see, only God can do that, where Jesus laid down his own life and then took it again. And he said, no man taketh my life from me. I lay it down myself. And I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. And so God has power to help us in our times of need. He has power to help that wayward child. He has power to help the wayward husband or the wayward wife. Whatever it is that we're going through, God is an ever-present help. And as we continue throughout today, we should keep that in mind and know that even when our heroes fail us, or when our children fail us, or whoever it is that may fail us, that God is present and that God is a help to us, and that He will not leave us behind or forsake us. And as the scripture says, I will neither leave thee nor forsake thee. He is with us to help us through these problems and to guide us through them. So I guess we'll stop our devotional thought there and just have a word of prayer. Sirius, would you pray for us?
Sure. Lord, we thank you so much once again for another devotion this morning, Lord. I'm thankful, Father God, for this devotion this morning, even though the phone's acting up. I thank you, Lord, that I was still able to get on and hear what as their
Sirius, you were kind of breaking up a little bit, so I'll just take over and finish up the prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Sirius, you were kind of breaking up before, so I'll take over the prayer for you, okay?
All right, no problem.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for time that we can spend in devotion, and Lord, we pray that you would continue to guide us and to be our shepherd. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins, and we pray that if we are wayward, that you would return for us and help us, Lord, to get focused and to follow you all the way. Lord, help us to put our confidence in you and not in men, so that even when people fail us, that we will continue to trust you. Help us, Lord, for our full confidence to be in you and for us to have assurance of our salvation. Guide us and protect us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we thank everybody for coming out to our morning devotional hour. And this is the Morning Power half hour. And we will see you next Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. And we just want to wish you a great week. And we pray that this class has been a blessing to you. So have a good morning, everyone, and enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you very much. Same to you, sir.